The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Pete Eakins, and I'm the assistant to the principal here at Elementary, and I was looking for Timothy's mommy.
This is her.
Okay, hi, Kate. Again, my name is Pete Eakins, assistant to the principal here at Elementary, and I needed to call you and have a conversation about your son.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, we had a little bit of an issue that I need to make you aware of.
Okay.
So every once in a while, I'll fill in and I'll sit in classrooms and make sure that the teachers are doing a good job. And I noticed something quite alarming the other day.
From Timothy?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the other day, Timothy was in class and he pulled out some fruit snacks.
Okay. I don't see the issue.
Well, I was shocked that he only brought enough for himself. So, as you know, if you're going to bring snacks in, you need to bring enough for everybody.
I'm confused about what the problem is, because we pack him snacks for himself for snack time.
Right.
So I don't get what the problem is.
Yeah, no. This is elementary school. And
I know,
so,
he's in fifth grade.
Right, yes, he's in fifth grade.
He didn't tell me what grade he's in.
And one thing we are very clear about here is if you're going to bring snacks, you need to bring enough for the whole class.
I'm sorry, but he's been bringing snacks since the beginning of school, and this has never been an issue.
It's actually
been encouraged by his teacher to bring snacks. I don't want my kid to be hungry in the school day.
Well, I will have a conversation with his teacher then, okay? And so what I did, just to let you know, this last week, what I've been doing is I've been going by the class, and I've been confiscating his snacks, and I've been eating them in front of everybody.
What?
Yes. Yeah, just to let him know how it feels for the other students when he eats his snacks in front of them and they didn't bring any, and
Okay, but I'm sorry, Pete, that's what you said your name was.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning, instead of doing, I don't know, maybe your job, you just go into my son's classroom and then take his snacks from him. Sit in the front of the classroom and eat the snacks in front of him and everyone else.
I take his bag of fruit snacks.
Their education. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I take his fruit snacks. I hold it up in front of the classroom and I say, look, everybody, little Timothy didn't bring enough for all of us again. And this is how it feels when that happens. And I sit down in a desk in front of them and I slowly eat his fruit snacks. It takes me about 45 minutes, but I think it's a very good point I'm making.
So you're sitting there for 45 minutes.
Yep. With a knife and fork. Slowly
and eating the fruit snacks in front of all of these kids.
Yes.
Okay, so you're taking the fruit snacks, and then you said that you're bringing a fork and knife.
Yes, I bring in cutlery. I bring in cutlery. I set a little tablecloth over the desk. I put a plate down, so it's really a good presentation.
This is bizarre. I'm going to call the principal. I'm going to call the superintendent. I'm going to call the district head. I'm going to call the teacher. I'm going to call all the other parents in this classroom with Timothy and tell them that you're doing this.
Well, good, because they should all know as well. They should all know as well. I think we should definitely make an example out of Timothy for this.
I am not doing this. to protect Timothy. I'm doing this so that everyone else knows that you are a sick psycho weirdo and taking away from these kids' education, wasting their time, stealing their snacks. Who do you think you are?
Like I said, I'm the assistant to the principal here at elementary school.
You're not even the assistant principal. You are the assistant to the principal. Good luck even getting a job. So bye-bye to your title of assistant principal. You're not even going to be able to get a job as a custodian at any school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, no, actually, so you won't even be able to be the assistant to be a custodian at the school, you freak.
Okay, well, then I'll let you know that this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your husband Tom set you up.
Wait.
It's a joke.
Okay. This was?
Yes, your husband wanted to mess with you.
So Timothy has his fruit snack.
As far as I know, yeah. But now I want some fruit snacks.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to take me a minute to recover.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.